Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? This is the Patriot Nation Radio Show. We're chilling out here. We're going to have a great show. We're going to be talking about hurricane relief and other things tonight as the show gets rocking. So stay tuned. I love this little thing I got. It's a little soundboard, so it's got little tricks and knickknacks and doodads that I can make little things like laughter and cheering and applause, you know? So I'm logging on right now to the studio, so stand by. Delay here. I think it's crazy with my device. I'm having issues because of the storm. I used many, many gigs, and so my phone is lagging. But so it seems, so is my tablet. Here we go. All right, we're in, ladies and gentlemen. See what happens. Go, Patriot Nation Radio.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
All right, folks, so here we go. It's Patriot Nation Radio Show Live, and I'm your host, Mark Hoffman, and we are having a very important show tonight, so please share and get ready. As you know, we've had a horrific natural disaster here in our state, the great state of Florida. Lucky for us, we have Governor DeSantis as our leader. Hallelujah. We are one of the best, safest, most awesome places to be right now. In this, be anywhere, this is the place to be. So first, I want to start off the show tonight with a word of prayer, because it's something I've been doing now. We should stay in prayer, folks. Humble ourselves and pray. It's very important these days, you know, these times and the way things are going, to be mindful of our Lord and Savior. So please bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for providing us this avenue to try to help people and to spread truth as much as possible in the face of lies. And thank you, Lord, and give you praise and glory and honor for all you've done in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus. And I pray for those who were directly hit in the path Hurricane Ian. Lives right now are turned upside down, but through the grace of God and great patriotic Americans, people who care, like our guests tonight and a couple other folks who I'll mention, Lord, protect them and cover them in your grace and love, and keep them safe in their journey as they travel back and forth to disaster zones with relief efforts like I've never seen before since, say, 9/11 or Hurricane Charlie, Lord, yes. And please protect us all. I pray for the families that are affected, the children, all the seniors, the pets, everyone who's affected, Lord, cover them in your love. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. we have that out of the way. That's very important. I believe it's very, very, very important to pray. So, without further ado, I didn't get a chance really to screen the soundboard tonight, and I see that there's a hand raised, and I recognize the other number, so I believe this is, let's bring this guest in who raised his hand first. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe this is Jonathan. Is this you, Jonathan?
Hi, Mark. Good to be on.
Yes, sir. How are you? I'm going to bring George in, too. He's on the other line. I'm going to have you guys on at the same time because you guys know each other pretty good.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are our guests, Jonathan and George, representing Born to Ride for 45. Welcome, fellas. I'm playing with my new soundboard. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's cool. I like children.
Thanks for having us on. It's been a very busy week, to say the least.
And I thank you guys. You must be exhausted. I want to thank you for coming on and giving us your time. I want to start first with Jonathan, because you were in the eye of the storm. You went down there and sent out some amazing videos and probably saved lives with some of your reporting. Being down there, I mean, I've been in some storms. We've all been in maybe, you know, Category 2, you know. What was it like to be there?
Well, for clarification, during the actual storm itself, I was 2 hours out safely. I did not go into the eye for safety reasons. I wanted to document, but I did not. I changed my mind at the last second due to the fact that the storm, you know, turned, was going more south than originally predicted, you know, right into the coast around Fort Myers, Punta Gorda. And the elevation there was very low. And I was very concerned about the elevation, you know, in that area being only 7 feet, hearing that a possible 12 to 18 foot storm surge was going to hit the water.
Right.
I did not feel safe. So I got out of the way and made the decision to basically, as the storm was coming in, you know, to broadcast it and to put out as much information as humanly possible from all sources online to share with the public, letting them know in real time what is going on in that area. And it was absolute insane. I've never seen anything like it.
It's devastating. When they showed me that Hurricane Charley fit in the eye of Hurricane Ian, and I firsthand went and helped rebuild Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte when that hit. We were down there. I left my house every day like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and drove down there with supplies, and we rebuilt that place. Pool cage after pool cage after pool cage. And
so
it was
the storm hit last.
See how the people came together.
Exactly. The storm hit last Wednesday, and what I did was, soon, you know, as we all know, that the original forecast was for the Ian to hit the Tampa Bay area, believe it or not. And that was probably about, started giving mandatory evacuation warnings on Sunday before the Wednesday. Sunday into Monday, that's when I immediately started going out into the area to see preparations and what people were doing to, prevent damage and evacuate and board up their houses. So I was seeing that go on all over Pinellas County. Then on Tuesday morning, while I was out, I noticed that the National Weather Service forecast shifted the storm more towards the south of Tampa. They then said it was going to hit Venice, Punta Gorda area, Sarasota, somewhere in between there.
Yep.
So I immediately went down there. I immediately went down to Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte. And what I was seeing down there at that time, it was Tuesday, when the National Weather Service, you know, said it was going to hit there instead, I was very concerned because I did not see people preparing to evacuate like I did in Pinellas County. I've seen people going out and about their business. I didn't see many buildings being boarded. I see many vehicles all along, you know, the beaches. People were just, I think they were just getting that information for the first time. And as we know, Less than 24 hours later, the storm not only hit there, but even further south from there in Fort Myers, who didn't really even get evacuation orders in Lee County. And I do not blame DeSantis or our local officials whatsoever. If you are going to blame somebody, you're going to have to blame the Federal National Weather Service, because they're the ones that put it down in that area at the very last second, hindering people's ability to evacuate. People didn't have enough time to evacuate. So, you know, I was down there in Punta Gorda, and I was seeing that, you know, the storm was going to hit. I was where the Weather Channel was based. Jim Cantore with the Weather Channel, I got to talk to him for like a half hour. Great guy. And he was very, very concerned. He was very, very concerned, too, about the lack of, you know, evacuations in that area. People just were not taking it serious. They thought it was going to hit Pinellas County up further north. Right. Now, they thought maybe they'd get the south end of it, you know, but Pinellas County to, you know, Punta Gorda is a good 100, 125 miles away. So, you know, I decided to, instead of being down there as the storm shift, I was concerned. I had a place to seek refuge to cover monitor the storm in Inglewood, which is southern Sarasota, northern Port Charlotte County on the coast. But my friend who was going to allow me to, you know, stay in his house was only 7 feet at the bay, and that just scared me. And I said, nah, let me go back and then go back to my safe haven up in Pinellas County and monitor the situation and just, you know, put out all the information as the storm was coming in, what's going on in different towns so people can know. Yeah, and then I went out afterward to assess the damage, and the damage was just unbelievable destruction. Widespread.
Well, like I said,
I
remember Hurricane Charley. I remember Hurricane Charley, and Hurricane Charley fit in the eye of Hurricane Ian, so I could imagine.
Yes.
I know what I saw.
I was
in Port Charlotte 2 days after Hurricane Charley hit.
So the eye of Hurricane Charley was no more than 10 miles wide. The eye of Hurricane Ian was 35 miles wide. That's how big the eye. The storm was twice as big as Charley. When Charley hit, you know, the coast of Florida, it was moving at 25 miles an hour. So it just went in there real quick and swooped
like
right out of here. Yes, this storm was slower, bigger. It only moved 10 miles an hour. At one point, it stalled a little bit before it went, you know, cut through the state. So it just was. I'm telling you, I was there, and I went after the storm from Inglewood to Placida to Boca Grande to Northport to Port Charlotte to Punta Gorda, all the way down to Fort Myers and Sanibel, and there was damage all in so widespread, like 60, 70 miles of – it just looked like a bomb went off, literally, in these areas, especially Northport, believe it or not. Northport, I think, had the most structural damage as far as winds and power lines, and then Fort Myers, Sanibel Island, Fort Myers Beach had the storm surge damage. Unbelievable.
Very
scary
unbelievable,
too.
And really scary. And we got George Colella's on the line, too, going to Ride 45. Welcome to the show, George.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you very much.
I want to thank both you guys. I want to thank both you guys for all your efforts and everything that you guys are doing right now and will do in the future. Great patriots. Thanks for all the things you both done in the past. And it's my pleasure to know both of you guys. And again, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Go ahead, George.
Yeah, listen, what we did is I was pacing back and forth. I communicated with Jonathan. I said we have to do something. So I got in touch with some of the biker bars, and we went out shopping and collected a whole bunch of stuff. And then our crew included Jonathan, this guy Rizzo, and Michael Murray, who we call him the store. We went down to Bartula to hook up with a passer. But 75 was underwater where Northport was. You couldn't pass Northport, and we figured out every which way to go around. So we hooked up with this passer to drop off supplies there. We dropped off fuel, cleaning products, and some water, which the guy was very well organized. Then what we did is that was Saturday. Sunday, we picked up more material and stuff, and we went down to Fort Myers, Veterans Park. We hooked up with the National Guard, and Mike Thompson, who's America First with General Flynn, and we went to drop off the supplies. We decided, Jonathan and I decided to keep a couple of cases of water and hook up with the Cajun Navy to drop off the water to them, but they were pretty good. So what we did is we gave the water to the linemen, which they said they were only getting two bottles at a time, which was unbelievable. We met up in Port Charlotte. We also saw Mr. Taco Man was giving out tacos.
Cliff Gephardt, conservative ground.
Conservative ground. And he was giving out tacos like crazy for free. They were giving out food, and the line was unbelievable. And we met up with him and everything else. That was a great thing that he was doing. Then I got phone calls on Sunday night when we got back. When we got back Sunday night, I was told there was more supplies at the bars. So I went to pick up more. I went down myself because it was an 83-year-old veteran that needed some help. His cage fell into the pool. So I went to check out the situation. As I was driving by, I dropped off stuff at other people's houses. They were just hanging out. They didn't know what to do. We gave them water and bleach and other cleaning products for their pools and the house and stuff and plenty of water. And went to the 83-year-old house, and the whole cage was in his pool. So we were deciding to go the next day on Tuesday. But I also went to Inglewood to a pastor's house. I saw a lot of damage of the parks. They had the trailer parks that was destructive. It was like unbelievable. But the American flag stood standing in one of the photos I got. And I stopped at the Calvary Baptist Church, Pastor John Boutier III. He was very helpful. Now, at that location, there was also the Samaritan's Purse, the one with Billy Graham that started. But what they do is just serve meals and help people recuperate with their hounds and stuff, whatever they can do, cover the tops and stuff. But they don't take supplies, so the pastor of the church did. Then what we did on Tuesday, we hooked up with Wade Whiskey, which is the Heartstrings for Heroes. And we had a truck from Fran Hesher, the one that the lawyer firm. They gave us a box truck. And in Clearwater at the Quaker Staple Lube, people brought a whole bunch of stuff there on Sunday. And Monday night, we loaded up some more stuff. And then we decided Tuesday to break out and go to Fort Inglewood. Sunday we did Fort Myers. Right, yeah, Fort Myers is there. Then Inglewood we did on Rotunda was done on Tuesday, and we went to Inglewood, and then from Inglewood we went. That was the Calvary Church again. Dumped some half of the truck there. Then we went to Fort Myers at the Charity Gifts City. City Charities of Fort Myers, and we emptied out the rest of the 27 cases of water to veterans, the homeless veterans that were at the spot down there. We gave it to this guy, Mike Thompson, again, and we gave him 27 cases of water and canned food and stuff so he could bring it the next day with General Flynn at that location, which we're going to do another run next Tuesday. They're really hurting bad, the veterans. And
if someone wants to donate to that, if someone wants to bring something, where are they bringing it to?
Well, we're gonna create a wish list on Tuesday on Amazon, so people could order stuff and have it delivered directly to my house. There's two locations where they could go. It's at the Sale Inn at 6107 Broad Street. They're taking stuff, and I go pick it up, and then also. The
41 for people like me who don't know the actual name of the road, they just know the number.
I'm sorry.
Highway 41.
And then also at the yeah, at the sand trap, the bar that's off on 19. They're collecting stuff also. Then we have the bunker in Largo, which I'll put the flyers on your page so you can share them with Pastor Bob. It's going to be at the bunker certain hours to drop off stuff, and then we're going to take a trip down on Tuesday. I got to get a truck. Then we have another place in Miami. Yeah, sorry.
If folks are listening, they can go to the sand trap and to the sail-in. Sail-in is the one I know.
Yeah, the
it's on Highway 41.
Sand trap's at 10508 Nicasio Road, Ricky Wachi, 34613. That's where that look at. The bunker is located at 13276 66th Street, north. That's Largo, Florida, 33773. They have certain times where they're going to have drop. The bars are open all day, so people can drop more stuff there. But I will put a wish list together. I was talking to Jonathan about this. And also Goldie Freedom, that we're going to do. She came up with the idea about a wish list. So what people could do, go actually on Amazon, order stuff, and have it delivered to my house or other locations so we could bring the stuff down there. I mean, it's terrible down there. It's heartbreaking.
And
the people that
how do people find it on Amazon?
Yeah. We're going to create
how do folks
a wish list.
Find it on Amazon?
Yeah.
On a wish list? It's called Wish List on Amazon?
Yeah, they're going to do one. Yeah, we're going to do one on – we're going to set it up on Sunday. In fact, Goldie Freedom, that's her name, it's Julie Mackinson, she's going to help me set it up. So, and then I'll give you the link to it so that people can go on there and down there. So that's about it.
And Jonathan,
everybody was what? Sorry.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, Jonathan, are you working solely with George too, or do you have other organizations that you're working alongside?
I'm born to ride for 45 for sure. I went down multiple trips with George. Joined
him.
One of the issues for us or anyone that goes down to the area has to be very mindful. There is a gas shortage down there. It is getting kind of better, but if you go anywhere between, I would say, Venice and Fort Myers along I-75 there, gas is pretty much none. And if any gas stations do have gas, you're waiting in a long, long, long line. I've seen multiple gas stations get destroyed. I've seen multiple gas stations out of gas.
So it would be cool if people bring gas cans down.
What we do for our protection, what we do is we bring a couple 5-gallon drums for us and put it in the back of our vehicles so we can get down there and get back, you know, because the lines are so long. Some, like George just said, people have been abandoning their cars and just leaving them at the gas station. There's lines at the gas station waiting to get gas at some places that aren't even open still. I've seen multiple gas stations in the Northport area along U.S. Highway 41 destroyed. I mean, all the aluminum, covering these gas things just bended and folded and just mangled inside the trees and around the pumps. It's bad, and that's a problem. That's a problem because the locals, didn't take, preparation seriously when the storm came, they didn't get gas. So now they're out of gas. They don't know where to get gas. When we were in Venice filling up, where we were in actually Bradenton, we got gas in Bradenton. There was people from Northport going up there to get gas. They were, in pickup trucks with multiple trucks because they don't have it down there. They just don't have it. So that's a situation. Hopefully it gets better. I've been seeing that a lot still don't have gas. So that's a challenge. That's a challenge for anyone. Another thing, what we're eyeing, and this is not getting national news like that or any type of publicity, is a small town inland called Arcadia. I don't know if your viewers.
Yeah.
That got devastated. That at one point has been totally blocked off from the public. There's no road access to Arcadia. I don't know if it changed, but as of yesterday morning, every single road going into Arcadia is surrounded by water. It's the only way you can get there is by helicopter or boat. it is really bad.
John, they're going to try hit that Tuesday after we hit Fort Myers, that veteran station.
Yeah, you know? Because, you know, the news and media has, you know, Fort Myers, Sanibel, Pine Island, you know, down there in Lee County, majority getting the attention. But there are many other communities that are not getting the attention they need. Northport got hammered. Not only did Northport get the northern eye, the eye wall, the northern eye wall, but then a day later, some of these rivers, like the Myakka River and the Peace River, these rivers that come from Orlando area, because you know the storm cut through Orlando, up towards south of Orlando, across the state. All that flooding, all that 10 to 20 inches of rain goes flowing down this river, and then the rivers would overflow, and they would pour into Northport, into these neighborhoods. So, you know, they suffered even more. Now, on top of the damage in the power line, then you had to deal with neighborhood flooding and rescues. And, you know, they're not getting the attention like, you know, Fort Myers is. And, you know, these places need help. Northport, to me, looks like average American middle-class citizens from all walks of life, but middle class, a little bit lower on middle class, but there's lots and lots of neighborhoods and homes that were underwater or destroyed, and no electricity, power lines are down.
And videos
no
are coming
gaming.
Out, more and more of people. I've seen a video of a lady standing in her kitchen, and it was like the water was right to the countertops, and she's videotaping around the inside of a house, and the furniture's floating and everything. It's horrifying to see that. I mean, Hurricane Sandy hit. My parents lost all their stuff. They lost everything in Hurricane Sandy. They had a foot of water in their living room.
Hey, Mark, let me tell you something. Down at the beach, Fort Myers Beach, we saw a lot of devastation. In fact, the bulkhead was in parking lots. That's how bad it was. But the boats were into each other. But what they did now is made it a crime scene. They closed down all the roads going down to the beach because there's a lot of people that they're finding. They're not telling anything about the actual death toll. That's number one. Number two, driving down these roads, we noticed the Army Corps, it must have been Army Corps engineers, but they actually dug deep trenches where the water could go and route itself because it had piles and piles and piles of sand in all different spots so they could reroute the water. So they dropped the water down. It was unbelievable what they did. But the FEMA, we saw them in parking lots. In rest areas, they didn't get down to in certain places. Fort Myers, they got down there. I think it was Sunday. They didn't hit Northport. FEMA wasn't there, We saw about trucks in one park rest area.
It was a convoy going. It was a little bit south of Port Charlotte, going towards Fort Myers on 75. We saw a convoy of FEMA.
Yeah, and then what they did is
they
just
went to
rest. Yeah, they went in rest areas, and then they stayed there and hung out. And they said they were staging areas, but they were waiting for Mr. What's-his-name? Let's go Brandon to show up, and then the FEMA trucks came in. So,
I'm sure Florida is grateful for all the help, but, you know, some people, including myself, I'm not trusting a FEMA. You know, I don't trust the federal agency coming in.
As soon as the word federal is added to it, I don't trust
exactly. Exactly. And what we just saw on Pine Island, Governor DeSantis got state officials to build a temporary causeway going across to Pine Island, right, that got destroyed. And they were able to build it within 4 days. And now residents on and off of Pine Island, which is just amazing. Imagine if the federal government did that, it would just be a bunch of red tape and it would take months to do.
It was a bunch of construction workers that lived on Pine Island, and they got permission with Ron DeSantis to complete that bridge, and the trailers from Publix were going across today. But the whole thing is that he said, "I'll build any bridge that's necessary." For the people of Florida, that's what Governor Ron DeSantis said. He didn't care. He says, "I'll use my we'll use our money or anything else, but we got to save these people." And that's what he said. But the thing that's a shame is the Coast Guard there were so many volunteers called back, the reservists, and a lot of them didn't have the vaccine, and they're breaking their balls. They got to excuse my language, but they're breaking their chops about they can't do a service in the Coast Guard unless they get the vax. Now these guys, this one particular guy saved a whole bunch of people. He scuba dived and got them out of the houses, what they were by in the attic and stuff. So I mean, these guys are going through a whole bunch of stuff, and because they didn't get the vax, the Coast Guard is not going to allow them. Well, during emergency, the Coast Guard becomes part of the Navy, if I'm not mistaken, in war. So that's what happened. In fact, this guy Judge, who's running against Castor in District, I think 14, I believe.
Right.
He's a Coast Guard, reservist, and he's been down there also. But you got to give him kudos for that. He's been working down there every day. So, I mean, and they're not taking no BS or nothing. They said they'll shoot you. You better not rob. You might go into the house, but there's no guarantee you're coming out.
Yeah.
And that's,
like when the BLM came to Brooksville. You loot, we shoot.
Yeah. Yep. So that's the thing. I mean, the governor is backing law enforcement. The National Guard are down there. We had some things with the National Guard, Jonathan and I, and a bunch of guys. But we're over to all the volunteers that came down. And the traffic is unbelievable going down there. We had to go around. We had to take 41 into Inglewood to do our rotunda because 75 is all full of trucks today, and it's all the workers going down because there's no place for them. Which I think they should do is put up these tents for the workers there, and showers and everything, so they can stay down there during the week, and then come back on the weekend because there's no hotels available or nothing. All the hotels are gone. So.
Yeah,
so that's about
amazing. But it's just kudos also to the other – kudos to many other local groups in our – because we live about 125, 150 miles away, right? But there's lots of groups around us that are stepping up and initiating their own –
A lot of patriots.
I'm
going to talk about a couple of them here coming up after – coming up here in a minute. I got a couple that I'm going to mention.
And that's what it's about. It's about neighbors helping neighbors. You know, whether you're 150 miles away, us Floridians have to help and protect other Floridians, you know.
This is where the phrase love thy neighbor as thyself comes into play in a big, big way.
Yeah, because what's funny is I'm pacing back and forth Thursday. I wasn't going to do it, and I said, I got to do it. I can't, because we hit all the other hurricanes that we helped out at. And there's guys coming up from Ocala, Jeremy Lidgett, Matthew Robinson, Joe Domenico. There's a lot of guys that are coming down, came down with a boat. And they went back up Sunday. So, I mean, everybody's doing as much as they can and what they can. It's just that. This is not going to be over in a couple of weeks. This is going to go on for a long, long, long time.
Right.
Devastation, John, and I saw, is going to be unbelievable. But I know
going back to Charlie, I saw the devastation there, and I saw how long it took to get that back and running. And this is, three times the size of that. So three times the amount of damage is going to be three times as long in recovery.
Yeah, I got to go to Kentucky this Saturday to speak up in a Freedom Fest. So, or else I would have been down here this weekend. But everybody's accumulating a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm going to kidnap Jonathan on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back.
we're going to go back down. And also, on my page, Jonathan Riches, again, for the last week, I've been in every community down there posting pictures of damage and stuff like that. I'm also going to go back down and see the progress and share the progress of what our local officials are doing, what the community is doing to clean up and, make it better. And I'm just going to show the progress because I went before you know, after the storm, and then now I'm going to go a week after and just keep doing that and sharing updates on what is going on. I just think it's important. A lot of people down there still don't got electricity. Internet is very – you can't get internet down there. When the electricity
well,
goes out,
Governor,
you're not getting internet.
Governor DeSantis hooked up with Elon Musk to shoot out the Starlight satellite so they could get the internet in those areas. That I know
right.
that happened.
That's pretty amazing. They can mobilize the satellites. All right, you got to fly these satellites over there and shoot down the 5G at them.
Yep, that's how they do it, But I know you got other guests, Mark. Appreciate keeping me and John. And
I don't have other guests. I'm just going to talk about their organizations, what they're doing. And I'm a blabbermouth, too. You know, I come from Long Island, so I can talk.
Yeah. Well, I come from
you know, one issue that I am hearing and what some complaints that I'm hearing is the neighbor in reference to the community down there is these insurance companies are taking their time coming in, you know, and honoring
right.
these people's claims. They're putting these people in temporary shelters. It's becoming a problem, you know, and hopefully, you know, the insurance companies can fix that and help these residents, especially ones that lost their roofs, you know, or their houses were destroyed. You know, you can't be in one of these As of right now, there's some of the Hertz Center down there in Fort Myers.
Allstate, Liberty Mutual. They have a thing, you could give this information out, it's called 1-800-BLUE, I believe Blue Tarp, that if they need, they'll give you a free tarp to cover off your roof. Let me get that number, hold on. I should have wrote it down. It's called 1-888-BLUE-TARP. Let me make sure.
1-888-BLUE-TARP.
Yeah, I think it is. Hold on. I'm looking it up. I have it over here. So, oh, here it is. It's Operation Blue Roof. Oh, that was pretty. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's 888-766-3258. That's 888 766-3258. It's 888-ROOF-BLUE. That's what it is. So it's a service from Army Corps engineers, and they'll come and cover your roof with the top blue tops. It's free from the government.
Awesome.
All right.
You know, I always am leery of like FEMA coming down. I wish the federal government would stay out of it because the people come together. We don't need them. We'll get it done. We don't need them. They need to stay the heck out. Come fix the roads. Come fix the bridges. You know, come fix the infrastructure, and we'll do everything else. Stay out of the way.
Well, that's the thing. Jonathan and I saw a lot of the way the operations were going, which the churches are doing very well about handling all the distribution of the food and everything else. And then we dropped the load off at the Veterans Park, which we were escorted with the cops for like about 5 minutes. And then we got hit with the National Guard and placed the stuff right there. And then he turned around and said, "You want to get this stuff out?" I said, "No, no, listen, pay attention.
The lines to get these distribution centers, I mean, unbelievable. It's just car after car after car are lining up to get these goods. So people need it. People need this.
Right.
It's not like, you know, they're trying to give the stuff out. People are coming to get it in that area. Because, you know, you're talking to over 1 million people that are affected in that area, literally. A million. And that's going to take a long time. We've heard that the power grids have to be totally redone in Lee and Charlotte County. So a lot of people are not going to have a power for a long time. And then it becomes a problem, you know, potential looting. You know, we've been hearing from the Lee County Sheriff in the last couple of days saying looting might be a serious problem soon. Now they just arrested three or four illegals the other day for looting. You know, this is where they were. DeSantis says four people were arrested. Three of the four were illegals.
They should have sent him to Martha's Vineyard.
And one more thing we'd like to say to Kamala, Vice President Kamala, we did serve
Ed
people
Ford
of color.
Of course,
we We did. They said that we didn't, but we did. That's what we did at the churches and stuff. So we have photos to prove it. So I'm just saying this.
Isn't it, you know, what sucks is the audacity that you have. You know, that's unbelievable that they would even bring that up in the middle of this.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with
audacity? Yep.
It's that whole government is identity-based politics. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's a shame that
the administration right now is a disgrace.
Mm.
They're a disgrace.
Yeah, well, we don't call it.
We got January 6th Patriots in jail still. What the hell is that?
Yep.
With no charges.
We call it a Marxist. Well, that's because the rhinos don't have the balls enough to do what they're supposed to do. They should have all walked out, said it in Congress, and said, we're not going to do anything or pass anything until you free these guys and get a trial for them. There's no trial at all. I mean, it's against the Constitution what they're doing. It's terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And now the whole – it is unbelievable. And the whole
and
thing
going
is
back
it's
to
not,
DeSantis.
It's not going to stop.
And going back to
it's
DeSantis,
not
going to
stop
man,
until
that
November.
Guy's been working – nonstop from the beginning. He goes every day to a different community down there to make sure the residents are all right, gives updates. He was in Northport going around on a airboat, you know, giving out water. I mean, DeSantis is on this. I mean, him and Casey DeSantis is out there with him. His administration is out there with him trying to make it better. So, I mean, kudos to DeSantis, man. He is a real leader. He has been stepping up.
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit about a couple other groups that are sending some stuff down, too, here, because I'm running low on time.
Governor Ron DeSantis did really cool. He got in front of the podium with the presidential seal before Biden did.
Beautiful.
Yep.
All right, brother.
He looked at home, right?
Yeah, he looked presidential there. He really did. Right, Jonathan?
Thanks for having me, Mark.
We're going to DeSantis rally soon.
All right.
Well, speaking of DeSantis, one more thing. Speaking of DeSantis, this weekend, I don't know if the timing's bad, but this weekend in Jupiter, Florida, there is a DeSantis parade and car parade going on. This has been scheduled for months. It's going on as planned. So if any of your viewers are in the Jupiter East Coast Florida area, come on by. It will be at Jupiter.
Yeah. Right Side Broadcast is going to be there, and also – Real America's Voice is going to be there. They're going to broadcast live.
So this is just showing morale and support for Governor DeSantis to help him get reelected.
Amen. I don't think it's going to be a problem. I'm thinking he's got double-digit lead right now. So,
yeah.
People don't want Charlie Crist. No, we're done with that guy. His career is over in Florida. He turned his back on his own people, his own party, both parties.
Well, Biden was sniffing Nikki Free's hair. How's that one, though?
You know, Nikki ain't got a chance. DeSantis is going all the way, man.
Oh,
we need him as governor. I would like him to fulfill a full, complete term of governor before thinking about running for president.
No, he's not. He's not. But, he's gonna stay for governor again. It's not gonna happen. That's all. I mean, he's the backup, but just in case. But no, he's got.
Right.
He waits till 2028. It's a walk-in for him. He just got to walk in. He just got to use the key to the door and walk right in. Because he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. Okay. Well, Mark, we know we got a lot of other people going, so God bless you. Thanks for taking Jonathan and I as guests. And we'll give you an update when we find out after Tuesday. How's that? And Jonathan will give you updates during the week. So. All right,
I appreciate
brother.
It. Thanks a lot, guys. That's
Take
George
care.
And Jonathan, born
God
to ride for
God
45.
God bless your viewers.
Yeah.
You too, brother. Peace out.
God bless Florida.
George and Jonathan, born to ride for 45, doing great things, really getting involved. They gave a lot of great information. You could drop stuff off at the Sail Inn on 41 and at the Sand Trap and other places. Good things going on. Our church, I go to New Life Christian Church, they brought 12,000 bottles of water down yesterday to the Fort Myers area. That equates to 500 cases of water that was donated by our church. You can go to New Life Christian Church if nobody's there. They said you can leave it out, you know, right there by the front doors. People are coming by on a regular basis to see if stuff is being brought. They'll be making runs as soon as they fill the trailer. You can go to New Life Christian Church. are out of Pasco County. I gotta locate them quick. They're doing great stuff too. They're bringing it down a trailer tonight. They're called Team Morel. They're kitchen and bath specialists out of Pasco County. I guess they're doing some construction work down there by now, or getting ready to. But they got trailers and they're bringing the supplies down. And if you want to get involved with them guys, I had the phone number on a little piece of paper. I lost the piece of paper, of course. That's just me. And I don't know what the heck I did with it. But I do remember the email address. You email them, and they will get right back to you. They have a special email set up for their efforts. And it's at FarrellCares@GoTeamFarrell.com. And Farrell is F-A-R-R-E-L-L. Farrell, I don't know how you say it, FarrellCares@GoTeamFarrell.com. Take that email, email them, and ask, and you'll get the details. They're doing great things also. They're doing great efforts. They're trying to, you know, and there's many groups like that, folks. If you look around, you don't need those groups. You don't have to bring stuff to Spring Lake Church or call Team Farrell. You can find a local group. They're all over the place. Go to your own church. I'm sure your church is doing something. There's plenty of people doing things out there. There's devastation as far as the eye can see. These people need us. Love thy neighbor as thyself. I can't express that enough. That's why I do this show. Sometimes I don't have a lot of funds and things, but I can spread words. I can spread the information around. And if I can get people to go down there that can help, then I feel like I did something. I got my good friend here, Joanne. She's hanging out. Say what's up, Joanne.
Hello, everybody.
She's newly moved to Florida, and she's trying to make a way here, and she's got a job that she's very proud of, and she wants to talk about it for a second. I'm going to give her the microphone.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to talk to you about a new house cleaning company that is now in Spring Hill. If you're looking for a great house cleaning company, look no further than Dirty Work House Cleaners of Spring Hill. We will go to the extra mile and make your house smile. Give us a call at 516-302-6916 and let us do the dirty work for you. Have a great night, everybody.
There you have it, folks. You need a clean house. And listen, there's homes out there right now that have been devastated by the hurricane. These folks can come in and help clean up the mess. So give them a ring. Check them out on Facebook. You can call 516-302-6916. And it's Dirty Work House Cleaner of Spring Hill on Facebook. Check them out today. We're going to play. I'm going to search through my soundboard here and see what I want to play. I want to do Dave Bray's version, maybe, of something. We'll see. I'm going to scroll through here. Let's see. What do we want to hear? I'm going to play Freedom Rings, because we know we love Freedom Rings. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dave Bray. You can check out his website, DaveBrayUSA.com. Get Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. It's been out for a while now. He's on tour. He's got a full band going half the time now. Really good stuff. DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. This is Freedom Rings. Dave Bray will be back with the wrap-up and the National Anthem, also by Dave Bray. So here you go. Check it out. Price was paid for every
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
What's happening, folks? We're back. That was Freedom Rings, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition, where you find that version of that song. You can head out onto his website. You can get all kinds of cool patriotic merchandise from red shirts for Red Friday, blue shirts for Blue Monday, and all kinds of patriotic gear and merchandise. Dave.com. I can't forget my good friend Rob over at LibertyRush.com, where you can have the truth without libtarded rhetoric. LibertyRush.com, social media that you've been waiting for, folks. Check it out. Check it out today. That's right. I do these cold. I don't read nothing when I do these ads. I do this. I roll like an old school rapper from back in the day. I freestyle. I'm freestyle. This is the Freestyle Patriot Nation Radio Network, where we prepare for nothing. We bring on the guests with no prep. Imagine that. You know, I've done probably 1,000 shows, and I prepared for zero. I wing every show. Can you believe it, folks? Every interview. I have never prepared for an interview. I've interviewed rock stars, literally. Larry Gatlin. No preparation.
With the flow.
Colonel Alan West. No preparation. Just let's do it. You know, because sometimes I think scripted shows sound fake. I can't do a scripted show. I have to just go with the flow. Because if I have a script and I got to try to read stuff or remember things, I can't remember 4 seconds ago. What are we talking about? You know, I'm serious. But anyway, it's the Patriot Nation radio show. I can't fail to mention the other shows we have on the network. I can never remember the Friday night show, for crying out loud. I can't remember. If anybody who's part of the Friday night show and is in our chat group, just send the name of your show over. I'm checking out the chat, and I'll mention it. We got on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. We have a conservative's perspective with my pal and longtime radio mate, James Bostic, doing great things, of course, through a conservative's perspective. And then we have author of Growing Up White, Kevin White, live Wednesdays, 7 p.m., with the American Allegiance show. And if you follow him, he's pretty cool into restoring cars and vehicles and stuff too. That's Kevin White, Wednesday's American Allegiance. Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. Now, the guy posted here, I thought, earlier, but I don't see. He's got a show Friday. James, if you can hear me and you got access, that other guy's show that comes on, because I don't pay attention much. I have been, listen, folks, I unplugged from the world. It's been great. You know, screw the world. I can't handle Biden. That guy makes me sick. He turns my stomach. I can't take it. Like, why'd he even come to Florida? Why'd he waste the hard-earned taxpayers' money to come here when nobody wants him? Stay out of Florida. Camel Toe Harris and Biden, stay the hell out of Florida. We don't need you. We don't want you. We can handle it. We got DeSantis, who will be our president. Hallelujah. You know, the hell with Biden. I can't take it. Feel bad. His wife and family are committing elder abuse. Poor guy. He's 100 years old. He can't remember. Yes, he's got worse memory. He makes me look like an elephant with memory. I can't remember if the left shoe goes on the left foot half the time. I can't remember nothing. But he makes me seem like I remember everything. Thanks, Biden. I appreciate it. Make idiots look like geniuses. That's what this guy does. He goes around the world making idiots look like geniuses. God bless him. It's elder abuse. His wife should be ashamed. His children should be ashamed. His crackhead son should stop smoking crack and be ashamed. Could you imagine if Donald Trump Jr. had videos of him naked smoking crack? Give me a break. Yeah, with his niece, for Christ's sake. He slept with his niece. They proved it. Where's the laptop? Hashtag laptop from hell. Check it out. All right, folks, I got to wrap it up. I have no idea when the next show is. it'll be around soon. We'll probably do another relief show because it's important, and I find it very, very needful to play that. I mean, do that. Get the relief out to the people because people's lives are completely devastated. I want to thank our guests tonight, George Colella and Jonathan Riches, once again. You can search them out, Born to Ride for 45. Search out George Colella or Jonathan Riches personally. They got great information on their pages and progress and everything of the hurricane. What was that?
And don't forget, Dirty Work House Cleaners will clean your house for you.
Shameless plugs.
Yes.
No shame in that game. This is the Star Spangled Banner, Dave Bray. If you're in the vicinity of a flag and you feel like standing, God bless you, because I Patriot Nation Radio, we stand for the flag and we kneel for Christ at the cross. This is the Star Spangled Banner and Second Amendment all the way, brother.